Hello again, everyone. It is the Lord of the Laundry Room, Martin Zender, coming to you from my laundry room here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. This is where I am perched on a peninsula right now in the last years of Millennium 6. As far as I'm concerned, I will spend the last years of Millennium 6 here. And for us, it could be the last... I said I wasn't going to say this phrase anymore. The last days of Millennium 6. Folks, we're there. That's it. It's so plain. I'm going to make it plain to you here in the Revelation series where we are. This is the most important where you are / you are here arrow you will ever see. You see those at the mall. You are here. You see a map arrow. You are here. I've told you since the beginning of this series 2.5 years ago that we are perched at the end of Eon 3. Not only that, not only are we perched at the end of Eon 3, but we are perched at the end of the sixth millennium from Adam, F.A., to be heretofore, hereafter referred to as F.A., a new denomination for time. Forget B.C. I'm not interested in B.C. I'm not interested in A.D. All I'm interested in is F.A., years from Adam, because that is the time that will tell us when the 6,000 years of humanity and humanity's rule, 6 being the number of man, will end. And the 7,000th year, that is the 1,000 years of peace, 7 being the number of perfection, the stopping of God, the rest of the people, Israel, will commence. It's perfect. It's perfect. And it also corresponds, I'll give you this clue, you're going to be excited about this, with the Jubilee year. Every 50 years in Israel, actually every 49 years in Israel, 7 times 7 sabbatical years. The sabbatical year, of course, 7s. God's time periods are loaded with 7s. Every 7 years, the Israelites were supposed to let their fields lay fallow, and they were supposed to rest and trust God. 7 of those time periods, 7 times 7, would be 49 years, and that was the year of the Jubilee, when anyone who had sold land to another person, that land would revert to them. Anyone who was sold as a slave, that person would return to his patrimony. And I'll have you know that there is a significant, there is a Jubilee coming up. In correspondence, in conjunction with this 6,000 year time frame, and I will tell you exactly why I say 6,000 years. I will tell you of the 6,000/7,000 year plan. It's based on the week. It's based on a critical Rosetta Stone type passage in Psalm 90 verse 4 and 2 Peter 3:8, that 1,000 years with the Lord is as a day and a day as 1,000 years. That's a key on this map. That is a key on the map of the Aeonian times, and it is a key to the coming of Christ. Now, Jesus Christ did say that no one knows the hour or the day, and I believe that. And I'm not going to give you an hour, and I'm not going to give you a day. But he didn't say anything about the month or the year, did he? How interesting. Because Jesus said no one knows the hour or the day, I am told by certain factions that therefore no one will know the time. But that's ridiculous, because I will give you quotes throughout this series, within the series, that Jesus Christ promoted a waiting and a watching for his coming. He spoke of the cycles of the fig and the fig tree. Why would he do that? Unless he wanted the general time to be known. He doesn't want the specific day known. He does not want the specific day known. Otherwise, he would give it. But he for sure wants the season known. And a season is more specific than a year. A season is a month based on the agricultural season in Israel. The first fruits. The ingathering. The first fruit at the beginning of the year, which was March/April, the year Nisan, and then the year Tishri in October, the ingathering, the fullness, tabernacles. That feast of tabernacles at the end of the year, the ingathering, has not yet been fulfilled. Passover has been fulfilled. Pentecost has been fulfilled. Tabernacles is yet to be fulfilled. This will correspond perfectly to a season. It will correspond perfectly with a sabbatical year and a jubilee year. And, not coincidentally, a year that is 6,000 years from Adam. Adam begins the times of humanity. For humans to run the world. Six is the number of man in Scripture. Great book. I just ordered another copy of it because I can't find my original copy. Is Number in Scripture by Dr. Bullinger. You can find it at Amazon.com. I am told also Clyde Pilkington carries it at studyshelf.com. Six is the number of man. God created the world in 6 days. On the sixth day, he created Adam. That was the year 0000. And there is a way to compute the number of years from 0000. What better starting point is there than the creation of Adam? 0000. It is true that there was a time before that. There was an eon before that that was disrupted. Adam was created shortly after the disruption of the world. This is why yesterday I made the important correction that the 6,000 years from Adam comprises two eons, eons 2 and eons 3. There are two eons after this one, eons 4 and eons 5. Everything's symmetrical. There are five eons. There are three worlds. There are six millennia, leading to the seventh millennia. Actually, if you want to say that, there's seven millennia. Then the 7,000-year period, God reaches his goal. And there are also days. There are 3 days of Christ being in the grave. There are 3 days. He said, destroy this temple, in 3 days I will raise it up. Did you know that there are 3,000 years from Adam, 3 days, with 1,000 year as a day, until the construction of the first temple? The first temple occurred exactly 3,000 years after the creation of Adam. The Ark of the Covenant came into Solomon's temple. And 3,000 years later, Christ will build the real temple upon this earth, and there will be worship on the earth 4,000 years with Jesus Christ as the chief priest and Israel as the priesthood nation. God's times and his seasons are perfect. This is so obvious to me now. What this 6,000/7,000-year program of God's times does is it allows us to know the season and to know the year. And I'm going to give you a year. And this year corresponds with a jubilee year, which is every 50 years. Now, there has been some discrepancy counting the years from Adam. The Jewish calendar is actually 120 years off. If you look at 6,000 years from Adam, if you look at that clock, FA, if you look at the years FA, you will see some sites give you that we are 5,773 or something like that years from Adam. But that's the Jewish reckoning. That's the Jewish reckoning. The Jewish reckoning is 213 years off. And some, to explain this, say the reason is that they purposely skewed the calendar so that no one post-Christ could go back, say, to the prophecy of Daniel chapter 9 about the 69 sevens of years given to the people of God and compute that the Messiah actually came. From the time that for the rebuilding of the temple under Nehemiah to the time of the coming when Messiah would be cut off were 69 sevens of years. I think that's 430 years. I'm no good at math, but folks, I'll tell you this. This whole thing is a struggle for me. I am struggling to grasp just the fringes of this thing, and I'm bringing it to you. This is why I told you I have needed time away. I have not answered very many emails. It is more important for me at this time and for you to study, to concentrate, to go into the Arabian desert, as it were, to bring information to you. I am much more valuable to you. Bringing more information to you, more books, more videos. I am much more valuable to you in that capacity than I am as a personal correspondent, as somebody who's talking to you. I have to look at the value and how I'm going to use my time in the final years of Millennium 6. And folks, this truth, this knowledge of this truth, which is verified in more than two sources, I'm going to give you those sources. One of the sources is Chronology of the Bible by F.H. Bader. I'm showing you that on the laundry cam right now. Chronology of the Bible, F.H. Bader. This is a man who has translated the scriptures. I introduced you to his translation of the scriptures back on part 50 of the Secrets in Daniel series. And in part 50, I told you that F.H. Bader had translated the scriptures that I thought was superior to the concordant literal New Testament. It was more consistent, less readable, more consistent. F.H. Bader was a German who gave credit to A.E. Nock and the translation of the concordant version. Bader has done incredible work, scientific work. Really, this book is the hardest book I've ever read in my life. It's so difficult. Much of the material in this book looks like my high school algebra book. It is so complex, the computations. And yet this has been verified by another scholar in the late 1800s. I'm going to look at both these gentlemen. And of course, the Jewish computation would be wrong. What would you expect from the people who brought you worshiping at the Wailing Wall, sticking tiny little prayer requests into a wall that they claim to be a remnant of the temple, but which is actually a remnant of the Roman barracks? And these are the people who brought you missing the Messiah. These are the people who brought you the crucifixion of their own Savior. And it has been thought that they cooked the books and they screwed up the numbers on purpose so that modern Jews could not go back to the prophecies of Daniel concerning the 70 sevens and the 69 sevens that has already transpired when Messiah was cut off. That's 630 years, 69 sevens. I'm not good at math. I'm standing on the shoulders of great men who have done this work, and I am reporting this to you. This book is relatively unknown. The translation done by Bader, F.H. Bader, known as the Writ or the Devar translation, is generally unknown. I am heralding it, just like I have heralded the Concordant version for 24 years now. I've promoted it. I didn't do this work. This is not original work. I do have one original contribution to this discussion, and I will give it to you before this series, within the series, is over. I think it's an important contribution. But I am first and foremost a messenger. I am a herald. I'm a Noah of my day. I will accept that, yes, it's true. If it's true, it's true. It's not bragging in any way, because this is not a noble job, believe me. And when I have a good day, it's a day that I feel like continuing to live. That's a good day for me. I don't know. Somebody said, was worried about me becoming proud or boastful or arrogant. I don't even know how that looks. I don't even know how that would manifest itself in my life. How do you steal the glory of God? I don't even know how to do that. I don't even, what would I do? Walk around with my nose in the air or put my name on the front of the building? I don't understand how anyone can get puffed up over this information. The fact that we are living in these times is humbling. Oh, by the way, what else does this correspond with? Earlier in the series, I told you about these compressed time, the compressed era. In the end, knowledge will increase. And I told you how I showed you some charts with exponential lines of how the earth, how the world, how the system, this cosmos is being complicated, of how the information that we have available to us rises exponentially with each month, how the speed of travel has increased, the speed of information, this the power of humanity in TNT, dynamite, in horsepower, in everything, computing power, the ability to wage war, the ability to destroy ourselves. The earth has never been available to us until the late 1800s, the early 1800s, with the Industrial Revolution. Everything is coming together. The sabbatical years, the years from Adam, the exponential rise of knowledge and complexity and destruction power and information. And the war between the East and the West that was prophesied by Daniel. The war of Christianity against Islam. The rise of Islam. The 2,000 years from Christ, which is exactly 40 sabbatical years. 40 being the number of trial and testing. I meant to say 40 jubilee years there, not 40 sabbatical years. 40 sabbatical years. Sabbatical year was 7 years, so 40 sabbatical years would be 280 years. The jubilee was every 50 years, so 40 jubilee years would be 2,000 years. And that's what I meant to say. I guess I got a little too excited. Okay, back to the regularly scheduled program in progress. It's perfect. Exactly 2,000 years from the year 28 to the year 2028. What happened in 28? Jesus Christ's public ministry is announced. He's baptized in the Jordan River. He's announced as the Messiah to the world. God says from heaven, "This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased." It's exactly 4,000 years from Adam to Christ. Psalm, I'm giving you an overview here. The psalm I referenced also that speaks of 1,000 years as a day, also speaks of 1,000 years as a watch in the night. There are four watches in the night. There have been 4,000 years of darkness between Adam and the coming of Christ, which represents four watches of the night. So much to give you. I'm just giving you an overview right now. Tomorrow, well, tomorrow is tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. For today, know that you are privileged to be living in this time period. It is a rare time period. We are in the final years of the sixth millennium from Adam, F.A. There's, yeah, no doubt about it. So you should be thinking differently. You should be acting differently. Your priorities should be different. And it'll be more and more real to you as I go on here. I'm still in the introductory phases of this. I planned on getting more specific today, but it was impressed upon me to give you more of an overview again. And so that's what I have done. Those of you, again, who have contributed to this work, thank you. This is my thank you to all of you. Consider this, again, a corporate thank you. Because I'm really concentrating now. I don't want to blow this. I could blow it. We all could blow it. I don't want to blow it. I have to fight every day, I find, these days. I really do. I have to fight every day to maintain enthusiasm, to maintain a zeal for life, or just a basic will for life. I feel like we're living in such a foreign time, such a foreign land. We absolutely don't belong here. I'm walking against the grain of everything, it seems to me. Life conspires to crush us. The world is filled with religion as never before. As never before. A friend of mine was watching a television series about the time of Joseph. And she said, "Wow, those were evil days. There were never days as evil as those." I said, "No, these days are far more evil than the Roman Empire or the times of Joseph, the regimes of Egypt or Rome. Although they were brutal, it was localized, and brutality was localized. I mean, of course, there's been sorrow, and there's been pain, and there's been torture, and there's been subjection of the earth, but never as widespread as it is today. It's in your schools. Today it's in the home. Today it's on the streets. It's everywhere. It's the saturation of the earth with this evil. That's what's different. It's everywhere. Paul prophesied this. Paul, acting as a prophet, said that perilous periods would be present. We are in these periods. And if you don't see it, you're blind. I've said that. If you don't see it, you're blind. And so this affects the way I live. I will be telling you more about that as this series within the series progresses. And it ought to change the way you live. It ought to change your priorities, honestly. It's like wrap up your business.